The times were dark, alarming, threatening. Clouds of fear kept people bolted and barred into their own homes. You couldn't open a window to draw in a deep breath. You couldn't trust anything that anyone else had touched. In fact, if you remember, you couldn't even put a toe out of your front door. Swara should know, because she tested it out. Ruth was the one who'd thrown her the challenge. She claimed to be her best friend, although you might doubt it after this. They lived in apartments opposite each other, and often they sat cross-legged on their doormats and chatted, yelling to and fro. It was Ruth who said, "Swara, you cannot put even a toe out of your door." Swara scoffed at this. "Why? What if I do? Try and see. It is banned. There is a high-tech app that will make your toe shrivel up and fall off." If you've been almost 9, like Swara was, you know what absolutely had to be done if such an outrageous challenge was thrown down. Swara, quite naturally, had to still her beating heart, hold her breath, kick off her slipper, and wiggle her big toe an inch out of her open door. It did not fall off and land on the doormat. It stayed firmly on her foot. "You are full of lies, Ruth." "I am not. I am the Ruth, the whole Ruth, and nothing but the—" "Fine. But my toe is fine, too. It is my toe, the whole toe, and nothing but the toe. It will not be for long. Keep watching it. Over the days, it will turn red, purple, black, and then fall right off. Just you wait." Swara retreated, scared, and began to watch the toe for signs. The times were like that, as we've mentioned. Dark, alarming, threatening times. And then, of course, school was closed. Out of the blue. No waking up to a screaming alarm clock, or drinking milk while sleepwalking, or pulling on the uniform and buttoning it wrong, or running down to catch the yellow school bus and missing the favorite seat. Like most kids, Swara spent the first week playing, eating, and sleeping, and, like most kids, got fed up with it all. Nothing fun was on the allowed list. No playing downstairs, no eating out, no meeting friends. To add to her dismay, her toe sported a smallish reddish spot one morning, which turned her as white as a sheet. Just a saying. She held her toe in one hand and hopped over to Appa, who examined it and opined that it was a harmless insect bite and would disappear soon. "My toe? My toe will disappear?"
"No, Swara. The red spot will disappear," her father said.
What was high up on the rotten list was that she couldn't visit her favorite person in the world, her Patti. Not Madurai Patti, her father's mother, but Peter Patti, her mother's mother, who lived on the outskirts of Bengaluru. In the same city and not visitable. Stupid. Very stupid. Everyone was locked down. Pitterpati, her grandpa Tata, her uncle and aunt, whom she called Anandmama and Mami, and the twins, her annoying cousins. The whole city was locked into their houses. The whole world, too, from what the TV showed. You could see people in Italy singing and waving while hanging over their balconies.